You are now listening to and possibly watching, if you're on YouTube, the Claim It podcast with me, Trisha Huffman, your joyologist. My reason for hosting this podcast, whether it's a solo episode like the one today or a conversation with someone who inspires me and intrigues me, is for you to feel a little less alone on this wild and windy journey of being human, to give yourself a shit ton more compassion, and to be able to more deeply trust yourself, accept yourself, own who you freaking are, F the shoulds, so you can show up in your life today as you are, because all we have really is today. On this episode, I want to talk about wonder. Awe and wonder. So, as I mentioned, I am known as your joyologist. Back in 2009, I was given the title of joyologist when I made up a role on tour with artists to keep them grounded, supported, empowered in body, mind, and spirit. I didn't have a title for it. I just saw that it was needed. I was a touring sound engineer, saw the realities of touring and how fun, amazing, incredible, and brutal and intense it is. I also saw the realities of when all your dreams come true, when you are living at the peak of your life and your peak of your career, things do get better in many ways. And they also get more challenging, more intense, more complicated. There's a lot more demands on you. There's a lot less time. As my client, friend, singer-songwriter Jason Mraz says in one of his newest songs from his new album, Mystical, Magical, Rhythmical, Radical Ride, woo. Living your dreams is hard work. He then says, come on and try it. You might like it. But he does say over and over in that song, living your dreams is hard work. Come on and try it. You may like it. It doesn't always have to be hard work every minute of every day. So I'm not trying to talk you out of living your dreams. But yeah, even when everything is going your way, it can be challenging and complicated. So anyway, I made up this role. They gave me the title of joyologist. It stuck. So all of this time, joy has been a key thing for me. And it makes sense. It makes sense because I've gone through phases of, do I keep this title or not? And I do use more of my own name now after authoring my own book too. It's like, oh, right, I guess using my name and not just putting your joyologist on everything might be helpful. I did put your joyologist on the book though too, because sometimes still people only know me are like, wait, are you the joyologist? Are you your joyologist? I've followed you for years. Not that I have that huge of a platform, but anyway, but joy has always been a thing, and that's why I still have that as my website, yourjoyologist.com. It still is my brand name, even though I'm using my own name, Trisha Huffman, because joy is at the core of a lot of what I'm doing. But really what's underneath that is presence. So often I am coming back to, is joy the thing? Is joy the thing? Is joy the thing? There's lots of things that I'm sharing, right? F the shoulds is a big part of it. Really, and if you have read F the Shoulds or if you haven't yet, then it's exploring, oh, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Like really being honest with yourself about your thoughts, your beliefs, your feelings, your actions in the moment, day by day. And for me, giving up the word should was the thing that really locked me into that. I thought I was living my dreams. I was, but I thought, I didn't think I lived a life of shoulds, let's say, while I was living my dreams. And I did live a life of wants before I gave up the word should. But once I focused on that word, I noticed so much in ways that I was making myself feel bad about things, feeling shame, feeling less than, judging myself, comparison, all of that stuff. And I still go into those places, envy, anger, comparison, shame, guilt, resentment, all of those human emotions are still part of me, but I'm able to very quickly usually go, oh, what's happening here? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? What? Why do I believe that? Oh, and the majority of the time I can tie it to a should somehow that helps me to unravel it and be like, oh, this is me going into a not enough spot. Oh, this is me feeling shame because I'm feeling like I should be more like them. I should have done this. I blah, 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 blah. So it brings me this awareness and this presence so then I can clear it up and be like, okay, and do I want to believe that? Okay, and what can I do about that right now? Can I do anything about that right now? So I am being very present and very aware. And over the years, I've gotten many, 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 many questions about joy and what do I think joy is and what's the key to joy and all of these things. And for me, presence is a big part of it. Like, think about it. Think about times when you are like, oh, yes, I'm just so lit up. I'm so happy. I am really in my joy. You're very present, right? Like when I've lost myself in music. Woo! I went to a concert for the first time this weekend in a while. I went to one last year. But also I went to a Jason Mraz concert this weekend. And I have worked with him on and off in many different ways since 2006. But I worked with him. Like I didn't like work with him because I was a fan of his. He was a client of mine first as a sound engineer, then as the joyologist. So always respect the music, love, you know, the music, but they wouldn't have necessarily all the different amazing, incredible artists that I have gotten to work with over the years. They're not always people that I am like, yes, you are I'm your number one fan of music. Love it, respect it. It might not be my top choice, right? Anyway, I went to a concert of his, and I was so happy that I was able to snap out of sound engineer mode, because even though it's been a long time since I was a sound engineer, I can still get very much into that, or just no fear of what people were thinking about me or this, and oh, I'm wearing this and my body size. And there's so many ways that we can get in our own way, right, of enjoying the fun. And I was enjoying the fun. I let myself dance. Even there were songs like the new songs that I love, that I guess haven't caught on as much. So a new song could come on and maybe most people are still sitting and they would stand for the old songs. And I would be like, oh no, I love this song. Let me get up and dance. Even if there's only a few other people doing, there probably would have been more people behind me. I had pretty decent seats. Anyway, I was having fun. I was dancing. I was present and just like in the music. So yeah, like when you're dancing, when you've lost yourself in a song, what has happened? And it's an interesting thing because you're so present though that at the same time, you're not like, I'm dancing, I'm moving this arm, I'm moving this hip, I am blah, 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 right? So you're just so present to what is without being like analyzing yourself or in real time present to this, I am doing this now and blah, 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 blah. My wonder walks, if you've been with me for a while, I don't share them as much on social media, to be honest, with this heat and my kids in camps and stuff, or not in camps, or shorter days, or whatever the things, I haven't been getting out as much for walks. But I used to share about these all the time on social media, share them every couple weeks, would be going out on a wonder walk and push myself out the door, because oftentimes, I mean, I love to go take a walk and I will be excited, but sometimes I do have to push myself out the door because I'm just like, oh, I don't feel good. I'll do it later. Or, oh, I have to get to work. I have all of these things I must get done today. I don't have time for a walk. So whatever the restraint, whatever is holding me back from doing it, I do sometimes have to push myself out the door and I will tell myself, all right, any minutes, Let's go for an any minutes wonder walk. So it doesn't matter how long I'm walking, how fast I'm walking, how much I see, any of the things, right? I know hot girl walks are a big thing these days. That's like what it's called, like go on your hot girl walk. And I understand that is meant to be empowering because it's not like you don't have to look a certain way, you have to be a certain size either. It's just like whoever you are, go on your hot girl walk, whatever orientation you are, whatever sex you are. You can still call it your hot girl walk. Let me go out for a hot girl walk. That I love that there is just more like, you don't have to be a runner or, you know, going to boot camps or something. Just go for your walk. Go for your hot girl walk. Get your walk on. Because I've always been a walker. Love to walk. I've always loved to just walk. There's been very few phases in my life that I'd be like, let me try to be a runner. Okay, that's not for my body. You know what? Walking's good. I love walking. Anyway, so hot girl walk is one thing. Let's all take on the wonder walk. So what I do on the wonder walk, again, it doesn't have to have a time period. It doesn't have to be walking too fast. A lot of times my body is hurting. I have fibromyalgia, and some days it's stiff, achy. Ugh. Some days I feel amazing. But movement pretty much always does help me when I'm feeling So, but in order to get myself out the door, any minutes. So the wonder walk, being present with what's around me, being in awe. Look at those flowers. Wow. Look at the pink flowers and the white flowers. Look at all these little tiny flowers. Look at that tree. That tree kind of looks like it could be a cartoon character. Wow. Look at how tall that tree is. Oh, look at the little weed growing out of the sidewalk. And even if you're in a place that doesn't have vibrant nature, like I moved to the area I live in now because of the walkability. There's a small town. It's mostly on a grid. The nature, the landscaping is amazing. There's palm trees, there's cactus, there's like trees that belong in the forest. There's so much different landscaping. Like it was a real draw for me because it is such a like mood booster, joy booster for me. No matter where you live, no matter how beautiful it is, no matter what time of year it is, no matter if there's like any nature, you might be like city living, you can still walk outside and be in awe and in wonder of what is around you. Wow, look at that store. I wonder who shops at that store. Somebody started that business. Somebody just had an idea and they made it happen. Oh, look at that family together. Look at that couple. They're so interesting. Whatever, right? There are plenty of things to be in awe and wonder about. Nature is a big one for me, but you can do this wherever you are. And for even just a couple minutes, losing yourself in wonder. And again, when I am losing myself in wonder, it's that I am so present to what is around me. That sure, I might not every step of every walk be in wonder, because then I'm like, oh, right, remember that email to send. Oh, you got to do this. Oh, how am I going to figure that out? Like, right, thoughts are going to come up. Don't beat yourself up. Okay, got it, compassion. And then snap back to, oh, look at that. So even for just a couple minutes, and maybe if it's helpful for you, because you do get lost in your mind and you do have a lot going on, like it could just be, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to have a goal of being in wonder of 5 things, of 10 things, of 3 things, right? So perhaps giving yourself a number of things to be in awe and wonder about will help you to stay on, oh, right, we're on a wonder walk. All right, we're on a wonder walk. And you don't need to be in wonder for every, again, like you might end up feeling good and going for like a 45-minute walk. For that entire 45 minutes, it's not like look at this. Allow yourself to mind your wonder. Allow yourself to sort things out. You can be listening to a podcast. You can be listening to music and be in awe and wonder. Figure out what works for you to allow you to get to that spot. And so because I'm so dialed into this. Even if I am on the phone call with somebody, I will be walking and I'm present and I will be like, oh my gosh, the roses. Wow. I just walked by like a rainbow of roses. So I'm more present when I am not talking on the phone, obviously. But even now, I'm just so constantly in the dial in this, whatever, that it's a part of me and that I am then even sharing it with people because I get so overwhelmed with excitement. So I highly recommend wonder walks and adding that element of wonder into your life. And wonder can also tie in, so I'm tying it in with joy and being present, and how by being really present you can access joy. And I do feel like that's why being present with your feelings, being real with yourself about what you're feeling and your thoughts and all of that, you can actually access more joy. Instead of if you're trying to ignore things, shove it down, I'll deal with this later, you're actually limiting your capacity for joy. I'm not saying you won't be able to access joy, but the more presence you have, the more joy you can access. So allowing yourself to go to those places, open up the fear, open up the doubt, open up the shame, open them up, look at them, and then you can make the space. Look at your feelings so you can create more space for presence, for awe, for wonder, for possibilities, to get curious about those feelings and not just take it as this is the truth, what it's trying to tell me. Hey, Trisha here, dropping in with a reminder that hydration is really freaking important. Especially during these hot summer days. Proper hydration helps regulate body temperature, keeps your joints lubricated, helps deliver nutrients to cells, keeps your organs functioning properly, improves sleep quality, cognition, mood, and honestly, so much more. But I know, I love to drink water, ice cold water in the summer, but it can get a little bit boring and tedious. That's why I love to add Sprout Living's new Color Fuel Hydration Powder. It's packed with coconut water, essential electrolytes, trace minerals, and powerful superfoods and adaptogens like lemon and baobab to support all-day hydration and provide other nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, and magnesium. It's super easy. You just put one little scoop in your water. You can shake it up, swirl it around. You can also add it to like iced teas or make like a little mocktail with it. It has a slightly sweet and lemony flavor. It's really refreshing. It's really freaking easy to drink, and it's also ultra clean, meaning it gives you the good stuff that you want, and it's not made with any gums, thickeners, sugar alcohols, all those added things. Go check out sproutliving.com. Use code CLAIMIT20 for 20% off your order while you're there. So this one, the hydration, definitely need. By the way, I'm using it a lot more in the summer. It's also great for working out. I also definitely use it in the morning if I've drank any alcohol the night before. Those are all many ways that having this extra hydration really, 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 really helps and makes me feel a lot better. And while you're over at sproutliving.com, get yourself a sampler pack of their protein blends or just go all in. I love their protein powders so freaking much. They are full of the best ingredients. It's not just protein. They have adaptogens, nootropics. They are made so mindfully and they taste so freaking good. So it makes it easy to make a smoothie and not have a zillion ingredients. It also is really easy to put a scoop in like yogurt. I've been doing that a lot in mornings. A scoop in like, I've been doing Kite Hills vegan like Greek yogurt and then some fresh berries. So good. Put a scoop in water, all the things, an easy way to add protein and all these amazing other nutrients to your body. Go check them out. Sprout Living. Use code CLAIMIT20 for 20% off sproutliving.com. This also reminds me when I start thinking about wonder and going on these wonder walks that I have moved around a lot in my life. I have toured a lot with artists, first as a sound engineer, then as a joyologist. So I lived many, 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 many years out of a suitcase on the road. Didn't even have my own place to live many times. When I wasn't on tour, would just like sublet a place or go on my own trip or visit family or visit friends or whatever. And then I also, because I, you know, didn't have that much attachment, be like, even, oh, okay, my lease is up, so let me look for a new place. And I remember being like, oh, you know what? I've always wanted to live in New York. So if I'm going to find a new place in LA, then I might as well move to New York. No big deal. Move across the country. So then I like moved to New York. And then I was in New York and I was like, oh my gosh, it'd be so amazing to live in Italy. Ended up finding a place to live in Italy for free for as long as I wanted to be there. Went to Italy for a few months and had somebody sublet my New York apartment out. Then somebody offered me to stay at their house in a Greek island. This is bananas, all of this, saying this out loud. So I stayed at their house for maybe a week or two. I remember it being incredibly hot and there was no air conditioning. It was right by the ocean, which was amazing, but it was like pretty brutal to like sleep. Or just there was like no escape from the heat. So I didn't stay there that long. And then like, okay, now I'm going to come back to LA and visit friends because there's still somebody at my New York sublet. And so what happened was, I don't even know if it was that journey of that place to that place to that place, actually. It might have been another, oh, here, I'm there, this. But I just remember at one point being back in LA, which had been my sort of home base for a long time, even though I didn't have an address there always, and still just like driving in my friend's car and being in awe and wonder as if I was a tourist that had just landed there for the first time. Like, wow, look at that. Wow, look at that. Wow, look at that tree. Look at those palm trees and then that. That because of moving around so much that even, you know, when I would go back to visit my family, when I would go back to these places that I had lived in previously, I was seeing everything through these new or different eyes that I really was like, wow, yeah, like it's interesting. I now sort of feel like a tourist everywhere, meaning I really appreciate what I have and what I see and what is around me. Like when I was talking to my friend, because we were driving the car and I would be like, it would be like, I was talking like a tourist, like, oh my gosh, look at that. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Look at that. Oh, that's so interesting. Whatever. So just really being so present to life and what's around me really adds so much joy and vitality to my life and depth and curiosity and gratitude. So I'm sharing all of this with you not to just be patting myself on the back, obviously. Never. Every time I'm sharing things with you, it's with the hopes to invite you into it. So I want you, if you haven't yet, and maybe you have done a wonder walk before, how can you add that into your life? And okay, this is coming out in July. It is very hot, probably in all the places. So again, maybe it's just a couple minute thing. Maybe you do it at the end of the day. Maybe you do it at the beginning of the day. I sometimes too would go like drop my kids off at school and then make coffee and then be like, oh, wait, walk and let me grab water. And then I'd be like, you know what? No, I'm just going to take my coffee around and do a little wonder walk. You could also do it at the end of the day with a tea, beverage, special cocktail, whatever you like too. Again, just a couple minutes being in awe and wonder. And you also, as I mentioned, don't even have to go for a walk. You could just sit next to a window. You could sit on your back porch, deck, anything, and just look around you. You can be where you are right now, wherever you are. Maybe you're driving, maybe you're walking, maybe you're doing the dishes. And just allow yourself to tap into awe and wonder. Pick up anything that's by you. Here, I picked up a pen from my local police department. How many different types of pens are there in the world? Right? This isn't a basic black click pen that you get for free, that company's brand. Nothing really special about this pen. But to be in awe and wonder, we can go into like, who was the first person to even created pen, right? We know that there was like the feather and the ink. Who thought of these sorts of ballpoint pens and the clickers? And think of all the amounts of pieces that are in this pen and the factory that created it and who had the ideas and they do the diagrams to like make these parts that go into a pen and how they're assembled and all the people that are working in the factory and then trying to figure out how this pen got to you, right? So you can pick up something as simple as a cheap, free ballpoint pen and let yourself go into awe and wonder for how did this get in my hands? Everything started as someone's idea, even if they were recreating something that already existed. How did that get here? And then that can also tap into gratitude for all the people that are responsible for getting this thing in your hand or in front of you and how crazy that is and how connected we are, right? The customer service rep that might have answered the email about the pricing of this many pens, the shipping companies, the oil companies, the trucking companies, the factory workers, all the people involved in you having this free pen or me having this free pen in my hand, right? It's pretty miraculous. So even when life is really hard, challenging, unfair, it's not going to erase that stuff, but make space for awe and wonder how connected we are, how much gratitude you can have for all of these different things. Like not just the gratitude for, okay, like, you know, what are you going to name when you normally name gratitudes? This, I have clean water, safe, this, my family, my friends, all of the, there's a million things to be grateful for. But when you just even take like one thing in front of you and then being grateful for all the people that were part of that, even if this is not really an important part of my life. So those are some ways to tap into awe and wonder and also take on being a tourist in your own town. That could look like, again, you're just as you're driving your regular drive to the grocery store, to your office, to your kid's school, whatever it is. Just be looking out the windows as if you've never been there before. What do you notice? What do you see? What can you acknowledge? What can you celebrate? And it also might be being a tourist in your own town. Like if I had family in town, like what would we want to go do? Like not just my favorites, but like what can I do that's different here? Maybe go to a different area of town. Maybe try a different place out. Let's go to this park. Do the tourist things that people do in your town that you don't do because you're not a tourist. Have you ever done them? And allow yourself to just like be in that awe, wonder, joy, and not, this is weird. I'm like being a tourist in my own town or, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I live here, so who cares, right? Why the F not? Add some more joy and wonder and gratitude and just like being present that you are fucking alive to your life. So tap in to more awe, to more wonder, to be more present to what is around you, to being more present to the fact that, holy shit, how am I here? How am I here? How am I here? And I was put here for some sort of reason, no matter what I believe in, no matter who you think created the world or this or got you here and blah, 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 blah. You're here somehow and you are here to be yourself. So stop shooting yourself into who you think you should be and what you should do and should look like and should relationships should be like and all of that. You are here to be yourself. Allow yourself to embrace yourself, accept yourself, and love yourself even more. And be in awe of yourself. Be in awe of yourself. Definitely go get my book, F the Shoulds, Do the Wants. You can download chapter 1 for free and get a couple audio heart talks from me at yourjoyologist.com/gift. Also, my 21-day journey, The Shakeup, is currently active, but you can join it at any time. It's 21 private podcast audio lessons that are delivered every single day for 21 days. But so if you join today, whenever you're hearing this, you'll get access to everything that's already been up and you have time to listen to them on your own time. You'll have access to the recordings and the workshops. There are still 2 workshops at the time of me putting this out there that are live that you might have the opportunity to join. Check it up. Shake yourself up to accepting all of the human parts of being yourself so that you can be more present to who you are and own the fuck out of your life.